Rain remains in the forecast for the listening area. The National Weather Service says a 100% chance of showers, thunderstorms, and possibly severe thunderstorms today. A flash flood watch continues for most of the area through Wednesday morning. The National Weather Service says some parts of eastern Oklahoma and northwest Arkansas received up to 4 inches of rain during Monday night and Tuesday morning.
The National Forest Service has closed several camping and recreational areas in the Ouachita and St. Francis National Forest because of the heavy rain. Some of the camping areas were expected to receive 6 inches of rain and be susceptible to flash flooding. Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor says he believes the Keystone Pipeline will eventually be approved and become a valuable asset in lessening reliance on oil from the Middle East. Yesterday, Senator Pryor toured the Wellspun facility in Little Rock, where hundreds of miles of pipes are already waiting to be used in the project.
I think the true story is that the Keystone Pipeline project has been caught up in politics, unfortunately, on both sides, both Democratic side and the Republican side, and I think both sides are really to blame for that. I think that if there's one thing we know, we can build pipelines in this country. We've been doing it for 100 years. We do it safely. You know that this pipeline they're going to build, the Keystone XL project, it's going to be the safest, best pipeline in the world, probably.
Senator Pryor was one of 11 Democrats who voted with Republicans in a failed effort in the Senate to try to speed construction of the project. But the senator says he believes it will happen and that Arkansas will benefit greatly through money spent for the construction.
The annual Roots Festival in Fayetteville will feature the David Grisman Folk Jazz Trio as a headliner. A partial lineup of performers for the event was announced late this weekend. Others scheduled to appear include Daryl Scott and Hayes Carl. Another headliner will be announced, according to the organizers. This year's Roots Festival will take place August 23rd through the 26th.
The Arkansas Razorback women's basketball team ends its season with a 24-9 record after losing to Texas A&M, the defending national champion, last night in the second round of the NCAA tournament. The Razorbacks trailed by as many as 14 points in the second half before rallying late to grab a one-point lead with just under a minute to play. Texas A&M, however, scored the last 3 points of the game to win 61-59. After the game, Arkansas head coach Tom Collin reflected on the senior class for this year's team.
They were from everywhere. Mississippi, Kentucky, Alabama, and they came and they took a chance, and they battled really, really hard. We had a great season. We're excited. We're disappointed that we lost this game, and we know we had a chance, but we had a great season. We're going to keep our heads up, and I don't think I've ever had a group of kids. I guess this is my 14th year as a head coach, and I've had some good teams, but I don't think I've ever had a group of seniors that I've been through so much with. In terms of the growing pains and the hard work that we had to put in order to get where we were at.
Arkansas set a team record this season with an 8-game SEC winning streak.
Tonight's baseball game between number 3 Arkansas and Nevada has been rained out. The two teams are scheduled to play tomorrow night at 6:35 at Baum Stadium. However, tomorrow morning officials will consult the weather forecast and determine if there should be an earlier start or if a doubleheader can be scheduled.